Verdict. Episode 7. Let the Right One In.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. You all set for today?
Yep. Interviews start at 10.
Who are you talking to?
Shannon, Lacey, Meredith, the kid whose house it was.
Tyler.
Yeah, and then I put together a guest list for the party, so as many of those other kids I can track down. Next in
line. Okay, just don't rush in with anything about sexuality. You just want to know what the fight was about.
I got it. I'm going to see if I can get the football coach again.
Shoes, belt, purse, and all electronics in the basket.
See if you can track down the baseball coach, too.
Moms face me, fingers.
Bottom line, the goal here is to establish what was going on between them.
Got it.
Was this the breakup of a relationship, or was it one being rejected by the other?
Next in line.
I'm on it. Oh, and then I have a call with Devon Clemens at 2 this afternoon.
Wait, what?
Shoes, belt, purse, and all electronics in the basket. Arms out, palms face me, fingers spread.
1 second. Sam, listen to me.
Ma'am, this is not a rehearsal. This is the live show. Put your phone in the basket now.
Okay, Sam, don't hang up.
Arms out, palms face me, fingers spread.
Sam, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Sam, you cannot talk to Devon without me. The guy is a cannon looking for a target right now.
I hear ya. I just wanted to see if he knew about Deshane accepting the Tulane offer.
No. Absolutely not. We can establish that without asking him directly by process of elimination with other interviewees. And also, I mean, you saw the guy the other day. He's in a state of pretty extreme grief. He's looking for someone to blame, and the last thing we need is to give him a reason to make that us. Sorry, hold on a sec.
Name?
Abigail Kaplan, State Department.
Visiting inmate?
Christopher Hawthorne.
Reason for visit?
Clinical psych eval.
ID and appointment paperwork on the desk and step back, please.
Okay, look, I gotta go. I'm about to head in to see Chris, but just so we're clear on this, talking to Devon doesn't go anywhere good.
Yeah, absolutely. Not a problem. I'll cancel.
Take your ID and step through.
I'll be finished way before you, so I'll head over to the school when I get done here, and hopefully we'll have a ton of notes to compare.
Awesome.
Okay, talk later. Interview dated Friday, January 29th, 2021. Time is precisely 9:03 a.m. at Harrisburg Juvenile Correctional Facility. Inmate Christopher Hawthorne is aware of this interview recording, and all signatures required for release for recordings as evidence have been obtained. Hey. How you doing?
I'm okay. You seen my family?
I have.
How are they doing?
They're okay. Missing you terribly. Addie in particular. They're holding it together, but truth? Their world's been turned upside down. They've lost a piece of their family. See, the problem for me, and the reason I can't just tie this all up in a bow and hand the judge a recommendation, is that I know you're not telling the truth. And look, I want to go home to my family. Don't you want to go home to yours? You tell me the truth, and we can all go home.
No, man. No. That's not how this goes. I know what I did. And I gotta pay for it.
Well, then I have some more questions. What was the argument about?
Between Chris and Duchesne?
Yes. And I'm not asking what you think they were arguing about. I'm asking what you heard.
Chris's girl, Shannon.
Did you witness the argument?
No. I got to the party after they all left. But that's what everybody said.
I mean, it was all that stupid gas stuff about Duchesne showing up at Tyler's party with Shannon and Chris being all like, you can't be hanging out with my girl like that because everybody be seeing you disrespecting me and I can't have that. You feel me? It was like that.
If I remember correctly from our previous interview, you stated that when the argument occurred, you were inside the house with Shannon and Meredith. Is that right?
Yes, sir, that's right.
So is it fair to say that you didn't actually hear a single word of the argument?
No, I did not.
Okay. So the argument you just played out for me was...
I mean... You know.
Yeah, got it.
I think Chris owed Duchesne money for drugs. You know, the steroids and such.
I've got no idea. I was inside the whole time. Man, seeing Chris and Duchesne arguing, that ain't nothing to me. It's none of my business. If they got beef, that's on them. One thing I learned in high school is I don't concern myself with no one else's drama.
It was about Shannon.
It was Shannon.
I think they was fighting about Shannon.
Probably just whining about not getting enough attention. I mean, y'all about nailed it last time I was here.
Nailed what?
That Chris is a homosexual. Just like we already knew it. And what do homosexuals want? Boyfriends. He probably wanted Duchesne to play prison wife or some such, and Duchesne was all hell no. So he cut him open and left him out for everybody to see. If I can't have him, nobody can. Ain't that about exactly what happened? You know it is. Hey, what'd I win?
You know, we just want to know what you heard. If you didn't hear anything, you don't know anything.
I walked past them both when I arrived, and they were both standing out front of the house. All I remember hearing, because Chris just kept saying it over and over, was, bro, why'd you come here? I told you not to come. Why'd you come here? I told you not to.
And did Duchesne respond?
I think he was just telling him to settle down, quit being so crazy. I think he was embarrassed. Chris was getting really heated up.
Well, I've been thinking a lot about this, and I think I know exactly what it was about.
Oh, you think you know, huh?
See, I'd never tell Shannon this because she's my best friend and all. Chris was fixing to break it off with her.
He told you that?
Well, he knew they weren't going to make it out of high school, and he'd started thinking long term.
Again, did Chris actually say any of this to you?
Well, he would have told Duchesne. That Duchesne was his best friend, and see, Duchesne thought it meant he was free to take Shannon wherever he wanted, so... When Chris found them at the party together, he needed to set Duchesne straight on the fact that he was yet to break it off. But he was going to do it. I know he was. And just to be clear, I'm not saying I think this was why he killed him. I don't think he killed him. I'm just saying this is what I think the fight was about.
And how do you know that he was going to break it off with Shannon?
I just do.
Perfect.
I mean... Look, it's like I told y'all last time you asked me. I stayed back. I didn't go with them. I knew what they were arguing about, and I knew Duchesne didn't need me to get in the middle of things, and I mean, there wasn't no way I was about to go get on Chris's side of the fight, so I just let him be.
Okay, so forgive the repetition here, but what is it you're saying you think the fight was about?
I know how this sounds, but... They were fighting about me.
Verdict will be right back after a word from our sponsors. And now we continue with Verdict.
I already told you. It was about Shannon.
In relation to what?
What does that mean?
Why were you arguing about Shannon?
We were arguing about him showing up at a party with my girlfriend.
I don't believe you.
I don't know what to tell you.
You could tell me the truth.
That is the truth.
It isn't. So, let's try it another way. Where were you planning to go to college in the fall?
Austin.
And the spot was secure? You'd been accepted?
Yes, ma'am.
And you know where Duchesne was planning to go?
I mean, I know he was still fielding a ton of offers, but...
He'd accepted a scholarship. Do you know what school that was from?
I mean, I didn't... I'm pretty sure he's still deciding.
Okay. Let's assume that's true. I'll just tell you. He'd accepted a scholarship offer from Tulane to play baseball.
Okay.
He kept the fact that he was going to Tulane a secret from you and everybody as far as we know. The only person in the world he seems to have told this was a running back named Tamarius Brown. You know him?
I mean, the name sounds familiar, but...
His father didn't know. Doesn't seem like Shannon knew. And apparently, you didn't know either. His so-called best friend.
I mean, I guess not, but I'm not sure what difference it makes. Like, why does it even matter?
It matters because I have a theory that's built on information I've obtained in the last week. It's that this is exactly what the argument was about.
That doesn't even make sense.
I think the night of the party was the moment he chose to tell you he was going to Tulane. And it wasn't just that he'd been keeping it a secret from you. It's that the reason he was keeping it a secret was that he was going there alone, and you were not invited.
This is insane.
And I think that his disclosure of that information upset you far more than you want anyone to know, for reasons you were hoping no one would ever find out.
What?
Chris, I know there's more to this story than you want me to know. I also know I'm sitting on the keystone to everything you're trying to hide. And I know you don't think I'm trying to help you. But I truly believe that behind this door you're so desperate to keep shut could be your ticket out of here. But if I don't get to the bottom of this, you'll spend the rest of your life behind these walls.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Let's move on to your schedule.
And Miss Kennedy, you were Duchesne's college application advisor, is that correct?
Yes, sir, that's right.
Do you happen to have the copy of Duchesne's last class schedule I asked for?
It's right here.
And... in these gaps and free periods here, like this one here between AP Lit and History on a Tuesday afternoon, are seniors allowed to leave campus?
They are allowed in senior year, yes.
Did Duchesne usually leave in his free time?
I'm afraid I wouldn't know.
What about your training schedule? Did you guys always train together?
Yeah, pretty much.
And did you have consistent training practice?
Of course we did.
You know what I mean is... did you always train at the same time?
Absolutely. Sunday's the only day we rest. Monday, we hit it hard. Leg day, 6 to 9. Practice in the afternoon. Tuesday, strength and conditioning, 8 to 11. Wednesday...
Okay, I understand. So, let me ask you. Do you happen to remember where Duchesne went after training on Tuesday mornings?
I mean...
Do you know if he left campus at all, or...
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, look, we did not hang out, and I know that for sure, but I don't know where he went.
It just seems from his schedule like he had every hour accounted for, so he had to be somewhere, right?
He wasn't with me.
Okay.
I mean, he was with me from 5 at the library, but like I said, he came to me from practice, which was always 2 to 5 every day except Friday.
Friday was game day.
Friday was game day.
I don't remember, okay? It was like, what, 2 hours out of an entire week?
I hear you. But it's 2 very significant hours out of the entire week.
I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't know how I'm supposed to remember.
It's okay. I can help. See, Shannon was under the impression you were teaching Bible study. When we talked to the youth pastor, he had an idea you weren't available for teaching because you were swim training. Your swim coach seems to think you were taking lunch to Grandma, but it turned out, when we got a hold of your father, that Mary Beth sadly passed over a decade ago. If you were creating all of these conflicting alibis, it had to be for some reason.
I was nowhere.
Nowhere.
Yep, I was nowhere.
Can you elaborate?
Every second of my day is taken up with class and homework and training and teaching and church. I don't get a second to myself. If I just told everybody I needed a couple hours just to do nothing, they'd tell me I was being selfish. So I came up with a way where everybody thought I was doing something else.
I know you were in love with him, Chris.
What?
Duchesne. I know you were in love with him.
What? I wasn't.
My only question is, did he love you back?
No, I'm not gay.
Were you guys together?
No, you're...
Did you start to worry people might find out?
No, there was nothing to...
Did you kill him to prevent your relationship from ever coming to light?
This is insane.
Or was it completely one-sided? Did you kill him because he didn't love you back?
Neither. I don't know what you're talking about.
Verdict will return in a moment. And now, back to Verdict.
Hey, how'd it go?
I mean, if looks were admissible, my life would be a cakewalk, but I couldn't get him to say it one way or the other.
Got it.
How's it going on your end?
Good, I'm in the library, one sec. Hi there, my name is Sam Kinney. I work for the State Department, and I'm investigating the DeShane Clemens case. You know, I'm wondering if you're able to give me a log of his library attendance record.
Sure, one moment, I can grab that for you.
Hey, sorry, can I call you back?
I'm 5 up from my hotel, I need to shower. I'll order food.
Okay, cool. I'll see you when I get there.
Yep, see you in a sec. Total stonewall. And it's annoying because I can see it in his face. He knows we know.
I mean, I doubt it's something he's likely to admit the first time he's asked if he's gone this far to hide it.
Exactly. And I'd go as far to say is that whatever his involvement, he'd rather die in jail than ever let his family find out he's gay.
By family, you mean his father, right?
Pretty much. Okay, let's move on to yours.
Really good.
What'd you get?
So, I ran the question of DeShane's schedule by everyone that might have spent time with him consistently enough to notice.
And?
Well, it's interesting. You know, Chris created free time by telling everyone he was somewhere he wasn't.
Right.
In DeShane's case, there's not a coach, teammate, or student that can say for sure where he was at noon on Tuesdays. But they can all definitively say that he wasn't with them.
Okay.
And what that means is, he wasn't on the field, he wasn't in the gym, he wasn't in any class. I got a digital copy of the sign-in sheet for the library for the last year, and his name is all over it. Every time he was with Shannon, and every other time he walked through those doors. I even looked at the cafeteria record, because everybody pays with a prepaid account.
And?
Wherever I looked, He was never there on a Tuesday between noon and two. It's like once a week for those 2 hours, he was a ghost. They were together, Abby. Come on. It's so obvious at this point.
No, I agree, but it still stands as an assumption on our part.
What else do we need?
I need something that gives him no choice but to admit it.
I might have that, too.
Really?
One sec. Listen to this.
All I remember hearing, because Chris just kept saying it over and over, was, "Bro, why'd you come here? I told you not to come. Why'd you come here? I told you not to."
Holy shit. Play it again.
Chris just kept saying it over and over, was, "Bro, why'd you come here? I told you not to come. Why'd you come here? I told you not to."
He's not telling him he shouldn't have come with Shannon. He knew it was going to happen. He was trying to warn him.
I did good.
Yeah. Can you grab my phone?
It's Markland. Hey, plug this in. We'll get a better recording.
Ready?
Yep, you're good to go.
This is Abigail Kaplan.
Ms. Kaplan, this is Detective Markland from Lubbock County Sheriff's Department.
What can I do for you, Detective?
Listen, we wanted to let you know we found a shoe.
Okay.
A work boot, to be exact. Recovered about 3 miles from where Duchesne was murdered. A farmer found it. It was jamming up the lines of his irrigation system, and he had to... whatever.
What's the significance of the shoe, Detective?
First off, it's covered in blood that I'll bet my last nickel belongs to Duchesne Clemens.
How can you be sure?
The boot's sole print is consistent with the cast of the third footprint taken from the scene of the murder.
The one you originally assumed belonged to a passerby?
Yes, ma'am. The point is, we have reason to believe there was another perpetrator involved in this crime. We're reopening the investigation.
I appreciate it, Detective. Can I ask a favor?
Okay.
But it's one that I believe will benefit you and your investigation.
What's that?
Please, let me go see him first.
You have till noon.
On the next episode of Verdict.
Do you want the story to come from them, or do you want it to come from you?
We were so perfect. God never would have allowed any of this to happen.
None of this is a choice.
Right and wrong isn't about what I believe. It just is.
They're losing patience with the fact that you're still sticking with a story that everyone knows is a lie.
I don't want to be here anymore. I just want to be gone.
We don't believe for a second that you killed him. But we know you know who did.
I have to pay for what I did.
Chris, time's up.
Verdict is a Cavalry Audio original production, presented in partnership with iHeartMedia. Produced by Brandon Morgan and K.C. Wayland. Written by Sam Scott. Directed by K.C. Wayland. Executive produced by Dana Brunetti and Keegan Rosenberger. Casting by Eisenberg Beans Casting. Recorded at Unison Music in Los Angeles. Starring
Steph Tolev as Abigail Kaplan.
Brandon Bro as Sam Kinney.
Samuel Parker as Chris Hawthorne.
Sarah Rich as Shannon Aubrey.
India Jackson as Lacey DeRay.
Kaya Rosenthal as Meredith Walker.
Braxton Hale as Tyler Watts.
Keith Stone as Tamarius Brown.
Katarina Choi as Miss Kennedy.
Lester Puri as Detective Markland.
And I'm Michael Swan. Additional voices by
Madeline Conklin.
Tyler Geza Perry.
Casey Ayers.
Mackenzie Brem.
Preston Dupree, Betsy Moore, Victoria Cheng. Editing and sound design by Joey Jordan. Mastering by Victoria Cheng. Post-production supervisor, Victoria Cheng. Script supervisors, Joey Jordan and Michael Dean Wilkins. Thank you for listening to this Theater for the Mind.